Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. In a reversal of his administration's long-standing policy, President Trump is taking executive action to limit new offshore drilling. NPR's Greg Allen reports Trump is extending a moratorium on offshore drilling in the eastern Gulf of Mexico and expanding it to the Atlantic.
Trump signed a memo to the Secretary of the Interior at a campaign-style event in Jupiter, Florida. Among those with him were South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, who's running for re-election and been under attack for comments supporting offshore drilling. Since taking office, Trump has pushed for expanded offshore drilling. But he says he agreed to sign a 10-year extension of the moratorium after aides told him it would put him on a par with Teddy Roosevelt.
But it's true. Number one since Teddy Roosevelt. Who would have thought? Trump is the great environmentalist. Do you hear that, Ed? Do you hear that?
Signing the memo was seen as a political move aimed at helping Trump with voters in Florida, a key swing state where a majority opposes offshore drilling. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate is moving forward with a vote on a $1 trillion coronavirus relief measure, though the GOP-backed bill has a slim chance of passage in the face of Democrats' calls for a broader and more inclusive package at twice the price. McConnell says the Republican proposal will be targeted, focusing on health care, education, and economic issues. McConnell's under pressure from some of his fellow GOP lawmakers who are running for re-election and are eager to show constituents they're working to address the pandemic strain on businesses and households. Biotech company Moderna is developing one of the leading candidates for a vaccine against the coronavirus. Its progress has more than doubled Moderna's stock price since the spring. And Paris Tom Dreisbach reports questions have emerged, though, about tens of millions of dollars worth of stock sales by company executives.
In interviews, the company has said the stock sales were scheduled long before the coronavirus, using plans to prevent insider trading. Those plans are supposed to be set up when executives do not have confidential inside information. But an NPR investigation found that executives modified or created new stock sale plans this year, including changes made one business day before a major vaccine announcement. Despite the close timing, Moderna says its legal counsel had determined executives did not have material non-public information when they entered the plans. The company says it won't make any more changes to those plans until it completes the vaccine project. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.
American Airlines is joining a number of other big companies in saying its employees can wear pins supporting Black Lives Matter, the airline calling it a matter of equality, not politics. American joins Starbucks, Delta, and other major companies in allowing employees to show their support of the movement. Comes at a time some companies are having to walk a fine line. President Trump called for a boycott of Goodyear after it said it would allow Black Lives Matter clothing, but not Trump-themed attire. On Wall Street, stocks plunged the Dow down 632 points. This is NPR. Early season snowfall is aiding firefighters battling the Cameroon Peak wildfire in northern Colorado. As Matt Bloom from member station KUNC reports, the surprising weather has finally slowed the growth of the fire.
The fire is now one of the largest in Colorado's history, and thousands are still under evacuation orders. But a rare September snowstorm has stalled it in its tracks. Paul Brugink with the fire incident team says that gives firefighters a leg up as they try to protect homes.
Gradual warm-up is predicted by the end of the week, and there's still a lot of fuel that's hot underneath that snow. So they're going to assess and see where those areas are. We're hoping that some night we can get an infrared flight and find out where the actual hot spots are.
A cold front also cleared a massive smoke cloud that covered the region for the past several days. But that could return as temperatures are expected to rise. For NPR News, I'm Matt Bloom in Greeley, Colorado.
A group of nine different drug makers who are viewed as likely to produce the first vaccines against the new coronavirus are taking the step of promising to be safe and effective in terms of releasing a vaccine to the public. Chief executives of the firm saying today they'll maintain the highest ethical and scientific standards. They also say the well-being of people who take the vaccines will be their top priority. Comes as some critics of the administration's have expressed concerns the Food and Drug Administration would be under political pressure to rush to approve a vaccine before adequate testing and safeguards are carried out. Crude oil futures prices closed sharply lower, oil down $3 a barrel today to $36.76 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR.